that Daniel Khalif allegedly seems to have gotten out of the prison under a food truck. The details are quite incredible, using straps to cling on to the bottom, wearing what certainly sounds from the police details like a chef's uniform. They've said in their release that Daniel Khalif was last seen wearing a white T-shirt, white and red checked trousers, and also brown steel toe cap boots. So these are the details at the minute. But of course, this is a fast-moving situation. We understand the prison service launching an urgent investigation to try and work out how he could have escaped, how he could have got out, as the police are scouring the streets looking for this man. Now, he's a 21-year-old. He was in the Royal Signals based in Stafford, accused, a former soldier, of course, accused of planting fake bombs at a military base. Now, Khalif was in prison awaiting trial that's due to take place in November for alleged terrorism offences and breaches of the Official Secrets Act, though he has denied all charges against him. For now, as I mentioned, police seeking to work out where he has gone, urging members of the public to get in touch with them if they have any information, if based on these images, people believe they have seen Daniel Khalif, if they think they might know where he's gone. They say he's got links to the Kingston area. They don't have much reason to believe he's gone beyond London. But certainly there are reports from multiple airports and ports this afternoon into the evening of much higher than usual security queues. Security there certainly seeming to be ramped up as police try to find this man. They've asked anybody as well who sees him not to approach Khalif, but to dial 999 instead. We've also had a statement through from Commander Dominic Murphy, who heads up the Met's Counter-Terrorism Command. Now, he says they've got a team of officers making these extensive and urgent inquiries to locate him as quickly as possible. They say the public can help as well, as I mentioned already, anyone who sees him to call 999 immediately. And a really crucial line here, he says at the end, "I also want to reassure the public that we have no information which indicates nor any reason to believe that Khalif poses a threat to the wider public, but our advice if you see him is not to approach him and call 999 straight away." So urgent questions for the prison service certainly tonight, as the police's focus in the short term is finding and apprehending this man who is meant to be in prison on remand, awaiting a trial in November for terrorism charges, alleged terrorism charges, and Official Secrets Act charges as well.